Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda calling from a snowy Buffalo, New York. It looks like Christmas out. When we had friends left last night, we were wishing each other Merry Christmas because that's what it looks like outside. And then later this week, it will be in the 60s. So that's crazy March weather. You know, you never know what you're going to get. But welcome, Saturday morning friends. It's good to be with you. And I know that Derek's on, and Gary, is that you? So, good morning. And I know that Ron will be joining us shortly, because I can hear the Blog Talk Radio thing just
going. We invited somebody in a hoop called last night. I don't know if they're coming on.
Uh-huh. Good. That would be fun. That would be fun here. Let me get Ron on the call. And somebody else is on, too. Well, good morning, everyone.
Hello.
It's good to see the dashboard light up with multiple calls. That's always fun. So, Gary, do you have a nice winter wonderland out your window also?
We sure do. Yeah. But like you said, later this week, it's going to be in the 60s.
I knew it was going to snow. I didn't know it was going to snow this much.
Sometimes the weatherman looks out the window and says, oh, it's fine. Looks out 5 minutes later and it's snowing. And says, that's Western New York.
Yep.
Hey, you know what they're going to do to us tonight?
What's that?
We're going to lose. This is really scientific. We're going to lose an hour of sleep tonight because we have to move the clock back an hour.
Go to bed an hour earlier.
How are you
doing,
Ron?
That's
right.
How you doing, Ron?
Good idea, Derek. So glad. You know, we have some exciting things going on, guys, that yesterday I was invited to a private board meeting for the organization that Len Cain introduced the Hope Collection called Intiva Health. And their board of directors had a meeting, and their board of directors are all over the world. So, I was a guest, so I could only listen. But the founder, Angelo Congelario, was sharing about what's happening with this company. And one of the divisions of that company is on the leading edge. You see commercials on TV where now you get different companies that are selling gummy vitamins and gummy pharmaceuticals, and they're really, really popular. And what's happened is it's actually cheaper to make a gummy bear vitamin, or let's say you take a pill, it's for your blood pressure or for your health or something. Well, it's cheaper to make those pills, or instead of pills, they actually got those, you know, edible, chewable gummy bears. Or the
not
gum
gummy
drops
bears,
they have.
Gummies.
Yeah, gummies. Well, Intiva is on the cutting edge of being able to manufacture, not just make the gummies, but they're able to add the medicine or the vitamin to the product and then package it. And because they're on the cutting edge, right now this division of the company creates $1 million a day of revenue.
A day.
One day. That's $30 million a month of business. And they just signed a contract. And when they first got in the gummy business and pioneered the development of them, the equipment they bought was from China because that's what was available. But now they found a company in Holland. Have you ever gone to the store in the candy aisle and see they got, you hear gummy worms and gummy bears, and gummy whatever? The company that manufactured those, that equipment is the company that in Europe, actually in Holland, Hasbro or something like that's the name of it. And the company that manufactured their machines is not going to manufacture ours.
Wow.
So rather than buying it from China, we switched to a more friendly-based company, and we take it away from China. We're still making, by the way, they're made in the United States. And they just bought a new plant they're moving into this week. But this company right now, think of this. It's hard to put my head around it. They're doing $1 million of revenue. In other words, they're getting $1 million of orders a day. That's $360 million a year. And that's only a couple products. When they get the new machines online, they'll be able to produce more. And we are, by the way, the leading company in the world. So that's a part of the whole collection, by the way, guys. A company that's allied with us. And what happened yesterday is Len Cain, who was on the board, he's one of the senior advisors to that company. He called me and said, we had a show, a Friday blog radio, Optimize Your Life show on Friday. And Len Cain was on. And a couple other people were on, and Gary Helfrichville was on that show too, guys. When the show was finished, Len Cain asked me to send him a copy of that show because he was sending it to every board member of the Antiva Health Company. These are world leaders. They're going to listen to the show. And one of the reasons is because on that show, from the beginning to the end, we talked about Antiva Health and all the different programs and benefits and everything. We did like a commercial. Didn't know we were doing a commercial. But Len was so moved that he said, Ron, I need to get a copy of that. So we went into the blog radio team for the whole collection, went into action. And within 20 minutes, through Gary Humphreyville and Linda Humphreyville, we were able to send that copy of the show to Len Cain so he could forward it to each of the board members before the board meeting. Every single board member of the Antiva Health Corporation, by the way, the company just has been generally valued at $1 billion company. The worth of the company right now is $1 billion. One of the largest medical companies in the world. Health companies. And so right now, every single member of the board of that company has been introduced to the Hope Collection.
That is cool.
Excellent.
I am really, really excited about that. And so I want to recognize the fact that Gary Humphreyville, one more time, was instrumental. He helps us in so many ways all the time to be a part of what the Hope Collection and what we're doing through all our outreaches. And Gary is right there to be a key partner in that. Thank you, dear.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, what I love about the calls during the week, there are, you know, I love the Saturday morning wrap-up call and just kind of an open forum, but during the week, the blog talk shows from noon to one every day are on specific topics, and if they're so exciting and there's so much knowledge being passed on, which is just actually what we're trying to do, you know, just reach out with to help people with ideas, with knowledge, with programs. And it's just, that's what really the Hope Collection is all about. And then working with Len Cain and the Golden Rule Society, it just adds another whole aspect to it. Because his, the Golden Rule Society stand alone is just an amazing, amazing site full of things. And the, what is it, honey, what is the new program? I'm drawing a blank for Len's program.
The
kindness campaign. And it was just really neat because I was hearing, Rick Reese talk about the kindness campaign and just the things they're initiating in Colorado for that. It's just ongoing, and it's just so neat. You know, one person has an idea and a program, and somebody else can pick it up and run with it in their city or their state. So it's just really cool.
Linda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what I'm asking everybody on the call, and every day we're going to ask each person who comes on the call to go to goldenrulesociety.org.
Yes.
And there's a button on the kindness campaign. It's called a link. If everybody would go to that website, the Golden Rules, you know, Len's website, and sign in and sign up to join the kindness campaign. It's free.
Okay.
And what he explains, you get a video. He sends you a video, or you'll get a video when you open it up. And what happens, it's going to tell you how you could be a part of the world-changing kindness campaign. That eventually, what's going to happen, there'll be on Fox News that the kindness campaign has gone viral. And you will be a vital part in making that happen. And the key words that you and I want to use when we share this is what's called, we are paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I want to encourage every single person at your convenience, Derek, Gary, whoever else on the call, to go to Golden Rule Society website and link in and join the kindness campaign.
How do I find out?
I will tell you what you'll do. I'm sorry?
I need help with that, signing up for the kindness campaign.
Yeah. Guess what? Derek, I'm going to ask you to call Bob Oakley, okay? And he will help you do that. Yeah, I really appreciate you doing that, Derek. What's going to happen is, and then what we got to do, besides the Hope card, we want to tell people about joining the Golden Rule Society kindness campaign.
Kindness campaign.
And helping people help people.
Hey, honey, is the goldenrulesociety.org, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I gave somebody a Hope card yesterday, Ron.
Very good, Derek. You just keep proving over and over again that you are a winner.
Yeah.
It's exciting news when you realize the scope of the activities and the people and the programs that we have access to. Sometimes, you know, we sometimes may take it for granted, oh, yeah, that's out there. But when we get involved in it and help other people get involved in it, that's where it will spread. Like you said, it will go viral. This whole kindness campaign is a... You know, so I know that you, of course, Ron, have signed up, but I haven't signed up on my computer. So I definitely will, as soon as I'm off this call, I will go to the GoldenRuleSociety.org and check out the kindness campaign. What's neat,
you know what?
I know that we are updating. What's that?
When Len sees that, his heart is just going to jump. And really what I love to do is just give Len, we're like giving him a gift of joy when we do this.
Okay, great. I definitely will. I know we're updating the Hope Collection websites and, you know, that's in the works. But right now also the Golden Rule Society website is up and running and it's a beautiful site. And there's a lot to be learned and taken advantage of.
I don't have a register on there, Linda, for the Golden Rule Society. I don't have a register on there.
Well, guess what, Derek? This week we started an Artis Griffin, the founder and co-founder of Hope, and the former secretary that worked on all the websites, gave me all the connections so we can at least reopen the Hope site. But with it, the new registration is going to allow you to do, how many times have I told you what's going to happen, that when you register someone, you're going to get a notice that they did that, or they registered. And they're going to get a letter, and that's all being assembled this week. I hope to have it operational that by Friday's Spring Change show, I pray that we have it all up and running, and I'll be able to announce that, and then you guys will be able to, you and Bob are going to have a lot of work to register all these people you've talked to.
Yeah.
Yes.
So was that close, Derek?
Yeah.
So, okay, good. I forgot what I was saying. Oh well.
Yeah, well, how's it going, Gary Humphreyville?
Yes.
Do you think when Linda does get home, could you guys send, like you sent Len Kane, a copy of the show? I know, she showed me how to do it, but, you know, Linda really knows how to do it. If you could send a copy of the show to Gary Helfenstein, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah.
I believe
it. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat here. I know. But I got up early this morning, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's 10 to 9, and I'm trying to get my computer to turn on fast. My computer does not like to turn on fast. I'm just so glad everyone is on the call this morning and that we were able to, you know, just share, the great news about the Golden Rule Society and Tiva. So in Tiva, not Antiva, in Tiva. So it's really great. Excuse me. There's so many neat things coming and starting, you know, now that normally, yeah, this might be hopefully the last snowstorm of the season. This is maybe just go out with a bang, you know, and have winter over with.
Linda, I heard Gary Upperville, the weatherman, say that we're going to be in the 60s later this week. So as far as I'm concerned, the weatherman already called the weather, so I'm happy.
it's crazy. But actually, it sounds crazy, but the snow, when it melts, really does help the spring flowers grow. So we can look forward to that. So, does anyone have anyone else and anything else to share this morning?
Yeah, Linda, I heard that there's always a snowstorm, like the last middle of March or something.
Mm-hmm.
But after St. Patrick's Day, then it might be kind of cool. But there's no snow.
Good.
God. With
yeah.
and everything. Great.
Oh, I hope that lasts for this year. Although I can't tell you how many times I've marched in the St. Patrick's Day parade in snow flurries, but not this kind of snow, but just little snow flurries. But it's fun. It makes life interesting. We had friends over last night, and it was just really, really a neat time. They're planning a couple trips, and we're with our travel agency. We're helping them put together a couple trips, which is lots of fun. It's just so neat, really, just to dream about and look up different places around the world. Ron has some clients wanting to go, 11 people to the Caribbean, and putting together where, because there's so many different places, so we're looking at all different things. And then the couple
gonna stay at a villa, Linda.
Oh, that's right.
That family is going to stay at a villa, the world famous villas of the world. And this company has villas in Europe, Italy, Greece, France, Netherlands, all over the Dubai, and then the Caribbean and Mexico and the Orient. They got 9,000 villas of distinction, they call them.
Wow.
What happens is you take your family, you go to this, you book it for a week is the normal time. And they have a private chef prepare. You work out your menu before you go. You tell them what you want to eat, and they bring the food in. You don't have to go to the restaurant. You don't have to wait in line or make reservations. Your family can send every day what you want. And then the villa will be right on the beach, or next they have a pool. And then they can line up, depending on where you go, different activities for the family. But it's a private. It's not a condominium. It's an actual home that you see distinctive homes on TV. That's where they stay. And it costs less than going to a hotel.
Wow. That is cool. That is cool. I take a look at that site. Because, one thing I love about travel is that it just opens up all the different possibilities, places that we had never been to. Think of all the places, even Disney when we went there in September, guys. There's just but so many places. When we were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, how much fun that was. And, it's just all these places we've gone on cruises, and so it's just neat. Just when you help somebody else put a trip together, it just excites us too, So it's really fun. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to get back to one of our favorite foreign countries, Canada. We're hoping that the border relaxes soon. We could go across, but there's an expensive test to be done. We're just waiting for, even when they have the gal that was at our house last night is Canadian. And so, she has to go back and forth to be with her mom. And, you know, she's gotten used to it, but there is, you know, that test, we can't use the little home test. It's a $60 or more test that has to be done just to go to Canada right now. So we're hoping by April that that's relaxed. But there's so many different places in the world that we can mm-hmm. explore, and you know, mm-hmm. it's just a lot of fun. We really enjoy it, and it's neat too because we got new 7K coins, and so we were able to share that with our new friends. These are people that we go to church with, and we're in a Bible study with. But it's just really neat just to be able to share all the different aspects of the Hope Collection, because everything that we've done is really through the Hope Collection. We wouldn't have known about travel without the Hope Collection. We wouldn't have known about 7K medals. And it's so neat just to be able to share that and tell people, especially like with the 7K medals and buying gold and silver coins, how that can just really increase their bottom line, that they're, protect money, protect their income, protect their investments. So that was just really cool, and it's just really with the coins, you know how that is, Gary. They're so neat looking, they're so pretty, and then when you realize, like he was saying, it is so heavy, you know, it's not some little plastic thing. This is a solid silver.
Yeah. Pure silver.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, just being able to show somebody, and then I know that Ron took them over to the computer. They were looking at the different websites and how simple that is. So that was just really a fun evening. And it's all because, and it all started through the Hope Collection. Through the information that Joel had shared with us, and now look how many things that we can take advantage of, and that's why as soon as we're off the call, I'm going to go on the GoldenRuleSociety.org and register on and get my name on, because I know Ron's name is on the Perfect. Kindness campaign, but I'm going to put my name on too. And mm-hmm. before I forget, because I've said that before, and it's like, oh yeah, I'll do that later, and then later never comes. So as soon as we conclude this call, that's the next thing I'm going to do instead of putting it off and then putting it off. So, well, it's 9:28. How was 9:30? Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were saying something.
I hope everybody has a great day. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. You all have a wonderful, wonderful day. Try to stay warm wherever you are in the country. And don't forget the calls Monday through Friday. Same phone number. You call in 714-816-4686 and listen to the Have Hope for Lunch every day, Monday through Friday. With that, I'm going to say have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you hopefully next Saturday and even during the week. So y'all have a great afternoon, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.